Hey, hey, it's Shari Hawkins, and welcome to the World Athletics Podcast, coming to you after an exciting day of action at the World Athletics Championships here in Oregon. Over the next few minutes, we'll relive the best moments from the day with the help of our commentary team here at Hayward Field.
I'm Rob Walker, and I am absolutely honored and delighted to be sitting next to someone I watched win the first of her two Olympic titles over 100 meters as I was revising for my A-level mocks. A very good afternoon and a welcome to the one and only Gail Devers, multiple world, multiple Olympic champion and co-commentator for the next 10 days.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
When we were walking up to the commentary position, there was a tangible sense of expectation, and people have traveled from around the world to be here.
They have. You know, what I do love is that you can look out over into the practice field, and the thought that you can see these athletes warming up. There was a gentleman standing next to me who said, yeah, they don't warm up in my neighborhood like this. So there is an energy, and people are excited. I can't wait to get this going.
Well, what a fabulous opening day to this year's World Championship. The inaugural title went to Kimberly Garcia Leon of Peru. A magnificent national record in the women's 20K race walk, as there was for Katarzyna Ziblo. The pole was 10th last year in Tokyo. A wonderful moment for her and all her family. And Kui Yang of China, who took the London Olympic title 10 years ago, secured another global medal, bronze this time, on the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Garcia Leon has this very comfortable gap behind her now. She has negotiated the final turn and is heading towards the finish line, heading for glory, heading for gold here. The first gold to be earned at these 18th World Athletics Championships on the streets of Eugene, Oregon. The championships are well and truly underway in that the medal table now has got scores on it. And Peru, of all nations, will be the nation that takes this first gold. Garcia Leon, Kimberly Garcia Leon, remember that name, the 28-year-old, storms towards gold. It has been fantastic. The Pan Am Games silver medalist is world champion here in Eugene.
The conditions were quite tough out there, very hot. How did you find the conditions?
No complaints about the weather, and I really prepare well. I mean, I stay hydrated through the aid stations as well. The course was flat, so to my advantage. I've been training in courses with some steep, altitudes just to help me prepare for any circumstances, so everything worked out well for me today.
Well, the women's race was fascinating from start to finish, and so too was the men's. Toshikazu Yamanishi successfully defending the crown he won in Doha 3 years ago. Only just, though, he had a few seconds to spare on his compatriot, Koki Ikeda, who made it a Japanese 1-2. And Perseus Karlstrom just beating Samuel Gathimba of Kenya to replicate his bronze from Doha 3 years ago.
Toshikazu Yamanishi, gold back in 2019. 3 years later, he's waited a long time for this, but has he got it perfectly right? 1:26.34 was his time in Doha, in sweltering heat. Well, this will be infinitely quicker, many minutes quicker, 1:18 on the clock at the moment. This is daylight, this is not the dark. This is Eugene, Oregon. It's not the heat of Arabia, of Doha. And Toshikazu Yamanishi, who has looked truly dominant throughout the race, storms to gold for Japan, punches the air with just a few meters to go. Ikeda, his teammate, continues to look strong, back in second place. Koki Ikeda, who was second in the Olympic Games last year, but the champion today is Toshikazu Yamanishi. He retains his gold from 3 years ago. He is world champion over 20 kilometers. It is 1-2 once again for Japan as Koki Ikeda takes the silver, and Per Karlstrom takes that bronze. He breaks the will of Gathimba of Kenya, who finishes a fighting fourth eventually in this World Championship 20K.
Those were the two medals on the roads. There was one to be awarded on the track, and for so long it looked as though Kennedy Simon was going to anchor the United States home to the title and therefore bring the curtain down on Alison Felix's glittering career with yet another gold. But Cofil of the Dominican Republic and Bol of the Netherlands were beginning to close towards the end. Despite a fever pitch atmosphere, the home crowd were roaring the American on, but Cofil was reeling her in, and Bol had the race of her life. Kennedy Simon is being lifted by the crowd here. What a run, and what a story this would be. Cofil ran so well this morning for the Dominican Republic, but I think that gap is too big, or is it? Cofil is closing here. Bol looks as though she's got third. Pretty much wrapped up here, although Williams is running well for Jamaica. She needs to hang on here, Kennedy Simon. Cofil of the Dominican Republic is closing. Has she got enough room? It's America or the Dominican Republic. Oh, you never read the script. Dominican Republic take it. Femke Bol comes through for silver for the Dutch. And it is a medal for Alison Felix. But the curtain comes down with a bronze instead of a gold. That is why we love watching sport. That is why we love athletics. Yes, there was passion. We roared for Felix. It would have been a great story. But guess what? It was, because the Dominican Republic thoroughly deserved that win. They got the silver last year with a brilliant quartet. And they've come here and denied the heroine her fairy tale finish. What a result, though, and what drama. Femke Bol on the line for silver. Felix finishes with a bronze, but the gold and the plaudits go to the Dominican Republic. This World Championship is up and running and in fine style. Yes, we've come to the States and they've already delivered. It's only day one. There was a medal for Felix, but it was bronze this time rather than gold.
Another medal for Alison, and it's the close of a great, 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 great career. She is our sweetheart. She's America's sweetheart, and she's done so much for our sport, so much for women, like I said. And for her to close here at Hayward Field in Tracktown, USA, that will be remembered forever, and so will she.
I can still remember watching her in Athens and just thinking that I'd never... I know she didn't win the gold. She got a silver. I think VCB beat her, didn't she?
Right.
Veronica Campbell-Brown. Mm-hmm. I just remember seeing her in the rounds in Athens and thinking that I'd never seen anyone look so graceful.
Yes.
In an event that requires such power.
Speed and power, exactly.
I'd never seen anyone as graceful.
Well, I remember her in high school. And coming out of high school, she used to train at the track that I was at. This was before she got with Bobby. And just watching her and saying, she's going to be somebody. And you just knew it. You could see, like you said, the gracefulness that she has when she runs and that she gives her heart. That's what she's known for. You know, if you put Alison out in a race, she's going to give it her all. And that's what she did today. So she went out exactly like she came in.
Oh, it was brilliant down the back straight. I wasn't close to tears, but the hairs, I'm not American,
mine
but
the
too. Hairs on the back of my neck were
Absolutely.
Standing up.
Absolutely, I'm with you. Yeah.
It was an incredible moment, and because the lead was so big, mm-hmm. as I said earlier, you had the time to savor it whilst
moment.
It was actually yep. happening.
That's going to be one of those moments where you remember where you were when yeah. you were watching her last race.
USA clearly in first. Listen to the noise for Felix. Listen to this. It's a spine-tingling atmosphere from a woman who has made this look so easy for decades.
Yeah, it was definitely an emotional day, and it's a night that I'll cherish. Just very special to run with this team, to have my family, my daughter here. It's one that I won't forget. I think we're really proud. You know, we came here and we did our best. We left it out on the track. And I know there's always really high expectations for the American team, but to be able to walk away with our medal is something that, you know, we're really proud to represent.
And for you guys, obviously greatest of all time, mm-hmm. what kind of honor has it been for you to be part of our last competition?
It was a tremendous honor. So surreal just to hear the crowd, her bringing in the baton to me, it's just something that I'm always replaying in my dreams, in my head, forever and ever.
It was super exciting, like especially this being my first world championships and being able to run with Allyson Felix. Like, that's a really big deal. Like, I was saying, it's a full circle moment. Like, watching somebody on TV versus actually running with them is just a totally different experience. So,
For me, I feel a lot of different ways. One of the main things is just, it just feels like we're a part of history, to be able to be a part of this for her, with her. And another thing, I just kind of feel like as one of the, I don't know, I guess we would say one of the new, one of the fresh legs coming into the sport, and being able to run with some of the vets, we learn a lot from them. We get to pay attention to what they do, how they do what they do, and hopefully we can learn from what they do and, you know, make a history of our own.
The curtain comes down for Felix. For the careers of the four athletes from the Dominican Republic, another chapter is about to begin, and it does so with each of them taking away a gold medal from Eugene.
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast. To enjoy even more coverage, you can go ahead and search World Athletics, it's all one word, on all of your favorite social platforms. Or go ahead and head to our website at worldathletics.org. See you there.